الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهداه، ما بعد. الحديث 27 عن النواس بن سمعان رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: البر حسن الخلق، والإثم ما حاك في نفسك وكرهت أن يطلع عليه الناس، رواه مسلم. وعن وابصة بن معبد رضي الله عنه قال: أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: جئت تسأل عن البر؟ قلت: نعم. قال: استفت قلبك، البر ما اطمأنت إليه النفس واطمأن إليه القلب، والإثم ما حاك في النفس وتردد في الصدر، وإن أفتاك الناس وأفتوك، حديث حسن. قال الشيخ العلامة صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى: هذان الحديثان في بيان البر بماذا يكون وبماذا يتحقق. والبر كلمة جامعة لكل خصال الخير، مثل التقوى جامعة لكل خصال الخير، والبر ضده الإثم، كما في قوله تعالى: وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذين الحديثين بين البر والإثم. قوله: البر حسن الخلق، يعني أن حسن الخلق نوع عظيم من أنواع البر، وليس أن البر كله محصور في حسن الخلق، وإنما حسن الخلق هو أعظم أنواع البر، كقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الحج عرفة. الوقوف بعرفة ليس هو كل الحج، ولكنه أعظم أركان الحج. ومثله قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدعاء هو العبادة، مع أن الدعاء نوع من أنواع العبادة، ولكنه أعظم أنواع العبادة. فحسن الخلق نوع عظيم من أنواع البر. وحسن الخلق معناه سعة البال والبشاشة في الاستقبال والتعامل مع الناس بمعاملة طيبة، كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. وهذه صفة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، قال الله عز وجل: وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. فحسن الخلق يشتمل على خيرات كثيرة، ويكسب محبة الناس لصاحب الخلق الحسن. وأيضا إذا كان الداعية ذا خلق حسن، أدى ذلك إلى هداية الناس بقبول دعوته، وهذا هو أعظم أنواع البر. قال: والإثم هو ضد البر، ما يؤثم من الأخلاق والأعمال والأقوال. ما حاك في نفسك، يعني طرأ على النفس وحدثت به النفس لكن صاحبه يكرهه، وفي الرواية الأخرى: وتردد في الصدر. فإذا كان صاحبه يتردد هل يصرح به أو لا يصرح، دل على أنه إثم. والمراد بالنفس هنا نفس المؤمن التقي، أما الفاجر فهو ليس ميزانا للبر والإثم، إنما المقصود المسلم التقي الذي يعتبر استحسانه للشيء أو استقباحه له. فالذي تكره أن تصرح به وتكره أن يطلع عليه الناس، هذا دليل على أنه إثم، فاتركه وتجنبه، فتكون نفس المؤمن مقياسا وميزانا. فهذا أصل عظيم، وهذا الحديث من جوامع الكلم التي أوتيها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وجوامع الكلم جمع جامع، وهو ما يجمع معاني كثيرة، وهذه صفة كلامه صلى الله عليه وسلم. وفي حديث وابصة بن معبد أنه جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يريد أن يسأله، فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ابتدره وقال له: جئت تسأل عن البر؟ وفي رواية قال: أخبرك أو تسألني؟ قال وابصة: لا، بل أخبرني. فقال: جئت تسأل عن البر والإثم. وهذا من علامات النبوة، أن يطلعه الله عز وجل على ما جاء من أجله وابصة قبل أن يسأله، ثم بين له صلى الله عليه وسلم أن البر ما اطمأنت إليه النفس واطمأن إليه القلب، والطمأنينة ضد القلق والاضطراب، وهي الاستقرار وعدم التسرع أو القلق، فالمطمئن هو الثابت وضده المضطرب. القلق ما اطمأنت إليه النفس واطمأن إليه القلب، يعني قلب المؤمن ونفس المؤمن. قال: والإثم ما حاك في النفس وكرهت أن يطلع عليه الناس، وفي الرواية الأخرى: وتردد في الصدر. فالإثم يحصل في نفسك ولكن لا تجرأ أن تظهره، لو كان برا ما ترددت في الإعلان به، فترددك دليل على أنه إثم، لأن الله جعل في نفس المؤمن نورا ومعرفة بالخير والشر. قال تعالى: إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا. الفرقان هو التمييز بين الخير والشر أو الضار والنافع، هذا هو الفرقان. فنفس المؤمن يجعل الله فيها فرقانا تميز به بين الخير والشر. ثم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: وإن أفتاك الناس وأفتوك، أفتاك أو أفتوك المعنى واحد، لكن هذا من باب التأكيد، لأن العبرة ليست بمجرد الفتوى من العالم، وإنما العبرة مع ذلك بنفسك. فإذا وجدت نفسك تطمئن إلى هذه الفتوى فهذا بر، وإذا وجدت نفسك تكره هذا الشيء فهذا إثم. والعالم ليس معصوما، فقد يخطئ أو يجيب على الظاهر ولا يدري عن الباطن، وقد يكون العالم عالم ضلال، والعلماء ليسوا سواء. فالمهم أنك لا تعتمد على الفتوى حتى تطمئن نفسك إليها، فإذا اطمأنت نفسك إلى هذه الفتوى فهذا دليل على أنها صدق وبر. أما إذا نفرت نفسك من هذه الفتوى ولم تطمئن إليها فاتركها، لأن بعض الناس الذي له هوى ورغبة في الشيء يقول: ما دام أفتى فلان بهذا فليس علي شيء، وهذا في ذمته. فنقول له: فلان لا يغني عنك من الله شيئا، ولا يعلم الغيب، وليس معصوما، ولا تدري عن مدى صلاحه ودينه، فلا تعتمد على مجرد الفتوى حتى تعرضها على نفسك. فإذا وجدت نفسك مطمئنة إليها وليس عندك تردد فيها ولا كراهية فخذ بها، وإذا وجدت العكس فاتركها. هذا ميزان عظيم يسير عليه المؤمن في الفتوى. والآن كثرت شكايات الناس من كثرة الفتاوى وكثرة من يفتون، فهذه علامة تميز لك هذه الفتوى، فإذا اطمأنت إليها نفسك منها فهذه حق، وما نفرت نفسك منها فهذا دليل على أنه خطأ، فعليك أن تجتنبه. ولا تقل: أفتى فلان وقال فلان، وهذا شيء في ذمته، هو عليه ما تحمل وأنت عليك ما تحملت، لا يغني عنك من الله شيئا. وقد تبهرج عليه أو تقول له كلاما على خلاف الحقيقة وهو يفتيك على ما يسمع، كما كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقضي على نحو ما يسمع لأنه بشر. فعلى المسلم أن يتخذ هذا الحديث ميزانا يسير عليه فيما يسمع أو يقال أو يكتب من الفتاوى، خصوصا في هذا الزمان الذي قل فيه خوف الله وتجرأ الناس على الفتوى وعلى القول على الله بغير علم إلا من شاء الله. فهذا الحديث ينفع نفعا عظيما في مثل هذا الوقت، وهو نافع في كل وقت، لكن كلما اشتدت الحاجة إليه كان نفعه أعظم. فما يسمع المسلم من الأقوال والفتاوى يميز بينها بميزان نفسه وما تطمئن إليه وما تنفر منه. لكن بعض الناس إذا صار له هوى فإنه يتبع الأقوال والفتاوى ولو ما استساغها في نفسه، إنما يأخذها طاعة لهواه، وهذا إثم بلا شك.
ما شاء الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فسرني خبر أبي حاتم عندما تمت له زيارة لكم في أماكنكم، واستقبلتموه خير استقبال وآنستموه وحصلت مذاكرة، وهذا شيء يسر وأحسنتم فيه. وهذان الحديثان المتعلقان ببيان البر والإثم، وجاء تعريفهما في النص، نص الحديثين، وهما دعوة للأمة المسلمة أن يتحلوا ويتصفوا بصفة البر التي تحصل بكل عمل صالح مبرور. يتقوى به الإنسان على أداء رسالته في هذه الحياة نحو نفسه وأسرته ومجتمعه وأينما حل. نفع الله بعلمه لأنه بذل نفسه حتى صار البر من صفاته العظيمة التي يطمئن إليها ويحبها ويدعو الناس إلى الاتصاف بها، وبجانب ذلك ما يضاده وهو الإثم، سواء في الأقوال أو الأفعال أو التعامل مع الناس، فالإثم كله شر. لذا نهى الله تبارك وتعالى عن الوقوع فيه، ومن وقع فيه فعلاجه التوبة والاستغفار، والله سبحانه وتعالى هو الغفار كما وعد، ووعده الحق بقوله وإني لغفار لمن تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا ثم اهتدى. وسبيل كسب البر ورفض الإثم، سبيل ذلك السعي في طلب العلم بنية خالصة وقصد حسن، ليميز الإنسان بين ما ينفعه في دنياه وبرزخه وأخراه، فينافس فيه ويسارع إليه، وبين ما يضره كذلك في دينه ودنياه وبرزخه وأخراه، فيبتعد عنه ويحذره ويحذر منه. وفق الله الجميع لما فيه رضاه، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على خير خلق الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، وبعد. حديث number 27 under authority of النواس ابن سمعان، may Allah be pleased with him, that the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said البر righteousness is حسن الخلق is good manners and good etiquette. والإثم ما حاك في نفسك وكرهت أن يطلع عليه الناس. And evil or sins, إثم is that which causes like discomfort in the person's يعني in himself, and the person dislikes that the people become aware of it or the people seeing it. Narrated by Muslim. And also on authority of Wabisah ibn Ma'bad, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, I came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said to me, you came to ask about righteousness. You came to ask about righteousness. I said, yes.
The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ask your heart. Righteousness is that which the soul finds tranquility in, and the heart finds tranquility in. And ithm, sins and evils, is that which causes discomfort or unease in the soul and causes the chest to hesitate. Even if the people give you fatwa or give you rulings and verdicts. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, Hafidhahullah, he said regarding these two narrations are a clarification of righteousness. What is righteousness and how can person achieve it? And righteousness is a comprehensive word for every attribute of good. Like taqwa, piety, is a comprehensive word for all attributes of good as well. And righteousness, the opposite of righteousness is evil or is sinning. Al-Ithm. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And aid one another or cooperate with each other upon righteousness and piety, and do not cooperate upon evil and transgression. And the message and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in these narrations, he clarified ithm. He clarified bir, righteousness, and ithm, sinning or evil. قوله البر حسن الخلق. The statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said righteousness is good manners or good conduct, meaning the Sheikh said, clarifying this, he said that husn al-khuluq, the good etiquette and good manners, is a type of the types of righteousness, and is not يعني only it's not يعني the whole righteousness. يعني not all the righteousness is restricted only to good manners. However, it is from the greatest types of righteousness. As the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another narration, Hajj, pilgrimage, is standing of Arafah. Hajj is standing of Arafah. So the Sheikh said, Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, standing in Arafah is not all Hajj. Not only standing in Arafah is Hajj. However, it is the greatest of the pillars of Hajj. And also another narration which is similar to that is the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah, that supplication is worship or is the worship. And the Sheikh said, يعني despite that, the dua is the يعني a type of the types of worship or a type of the actions of worship. However, is the greatest types of worship. It's from the greatest types of worship. So husn al-khuluq, the good manners, is also a great type from the types of righteousness. And the Sheikh Kitab says, وحسن الخلق. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, وحسن الخلق, يعني the good etiquette or the good manners or a good conduct. The Sheikh said, معناه سعة البال والبشاشة في الاستقبال. Meaning that is that the person has an open chest and he has, يعني he's easy to approach, or the way he conducts himself, his conduct is beautiful. And also the Sheikh said, and the way he deals with the people, he deals with them in a good way. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another narration, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, and deal with the people with good etiquettes. And this is from the attributes of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This attribute is from the attributes of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla wa ala, he said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, and indeed you have a great character. So the Shaykh continues and he says, so good manners and good etiquettes and having a good character includes a lot of good. And also the person attains the love of the people through the good character. And also if the person was a caller to Allah and he has a good character, then this would lead the people to be guided and to accept his call. And this is the greatest type of righteousness. Then the Messenger said, well, ithm, add sinning or evil. The Sheikh said, huwa dhiddul birr, this is the opposite of righteousness. And this is what causes sins from any type of etiquettes or any type of attributes and actions and statements. Then the Messenger said, ma haka fi nafsik, that which causes discomfort in yourself. The Sheikh said, meaning that it occurs to the soul or occurs to the person, and he thinks about it, yani he goes back and forth in his soul. And the person, he hates it, he dislikes this thought. And in another narration, it said, وَتَرَدَّدَ فِي الصَّدْرِ, and it goes back and forth in the chest of the person. So the Sheikh said, so if the person is hesitant and he's thinking about يعني he's in two minds whether he should speak it or keep it to himself. The Sheikh said, then this is a proof that it is a sin, it is evil. And the intent behind the soul here, or the nafs of the person, is the person who is a believer, a person who is a pious believer. As for the sinner, the open sinner, then he is not, يعني, he should not be taken as a measurement for righteousness and evil. Yes, he should not be taken as a measurement or something which you measure righteousness and evil against. Rather, the intent behind this is the Muslim person who is pious, and the one who, when he likes something or when he hates something, then yani is taken, is accepted, he's considered if he likes something or he dislikes something. So the Sheikh said, so the person or that which you dislike to open up to the people and tell them about, and also you dislike that the people become aware of it and people seeing it, then this is a proof that it is evil, it is sin. So leave it and avoid it. So the believer, or the nafs of the believer, is the miqyas, is the measurement, is, and also it is the scale, it is the mizan. So the Sheikh said, this is a great foundation. And this hadith is from the Jawami' al-Kalim, يعني the comprehensive speech which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given. And the comprehensive speech refers to يعني the speech which holds a lot of meaning, it is large in meaning, and it is يعني few in words. And this is from the attributes of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he had the Jawami' al-Kalim, the comprehensive speech. And in the narration of Wabisah ibn Ma'bad, may Allah be pleased with him, that he came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intending to ask him. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spoke to him before he even يعني asked, before he even يعني tried to ask. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he started speaking to him, and he said to him, you came to ask about righteousness. And in another narration, the Sheikh said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I tell you or do you want to ask me? Shall I tell you why you're here, or do you want to ask me why you're here, or you want to tell me why you're here, or you want to question me? So Wabisa said, no, rather you tell me why I'm here. Tell me why I'm here. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him, you came to ask me about righteousness and sinning. And the Shaykh continues and he says, and this is from the signs of prophethood. This is from the signs and the miracles of prophethood, that Allah Azza wa Jal, he allowed his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to know why Wabisa, may Allah be pleased with him, came before he even asked him. Then he clarified to him that, after يعني, he told him why he's here, he clarified for him that al-birru mutma'annat ilayhi al-nafs wa mutma'annat ilayhi al-qalb, that righteousness is that which the soul finds tranquility in, and likewise the heart finds tranquility. And the Sheikh said, tuma'nina, which is tranquility, is the opposite of stress and يعني, being in a state of confusion and يعني, being unsure. And the Sheikh said, and طمأنينة, tranquility is استقرار, to be firm and stable. وعدم التسرع والقلق, and not to be hasty or to have any stress. So the tranquil person is the one who is firm, who is stable. And the opposite of that is the person who is مضطرب and قلق, is a person who is stressful and who is also يعني, wary, and he's not sure, he's unsure. And then he said, مطمئنة إليه النفس وطمئنة إليه القلب. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, that which the soul finds tranquility in, and likewise the heart. Meaning, the Sheikh said, the heart of the believer and the soul of the believer. The heart of the believer and the soul of the believer. Then he continued, صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, والإثم ما حاك في النفس وكرهت أن يطلع عليه الناس. And sinning is that which causes discomfort and unease in your chest, and you dislike that the people become aware of it. And you dislike that the people become aware of it. And in another narration, the Sheikh said, وَتَرَدَّدَ فِي الصَّدْرِ. And in another narration, the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam added, وَتَرَدَّدَ فِي الصَّدْرِ. It goes back and forth in the chest of the person. And the Sheikh continues and he says, so the sin happens in the soul of the person, within him, يعني within himself. However, يعني it is something which the person or the believer, he would not dare to reveal it to the people if he was a righteous person. The Sheikh said, if he was a righteous person, then he would not dare to, or he would not have any يعني, rather he said, if this action was a righteous action, then the person, he would not have any hesitation into letting the people know, or يعني, he would not care about people seeing it if it was a righteous action. So the person, يعني the fact that the person is hesitating, then this is a proof that it is evil. This action is evil and it is a sin. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He put in the soul or in the nafs of the mu'min a light. And he gave him the ability to distinguish between good and evil. قال تعالى إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you fear Allah or if you have piety towards Allah, Allah will give you criterion, فرقان. And the Shaykh said the فرقان here is the ability to distinguish between good and evil, and that which is harmful and that which is beneficial. So the Shaykh said this is فرقان. So the nafs of the mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He puts a فرقان in it. He puts like a criterion in it that He uses to distinguish between the good and the evil. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he continued in the rest of the narration, he said, وَإِنْ أَفْتَاكَ النَّاسُ وَأَفْتَوْكَ. And even if the people يعني, give you a fatwa, they give you a ruling or they give you a verdict. The Shaykh said, the two words here, أَفْتَاكَ and أَفْتَوْكَ, both of them are synonymous. Both of them have the same meaning. However, it is from the يعني, perspective of يعني, reassuring that the Messenger Allah subhanahu or the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions it so that it is known and it is heard, and to reassure this point or to reinforce it. And the Shaykh continues and he says, because that which should be given attention to is not just the fact that the person, or it should not be only given attention to the fatwa only from the scholar. However, the person should also pay attention to himself as well. يعني he should look towards himself, as well as when he gets the fatwa, he looks towards himself. So if he finds himself has tranquility with the fatwa of the scholar, then this is khair, or this is يعني, righteousness. And if he finds himself disliking this particular action after the fatwa of the scholar, and the Shaykh said, and the scholar is not infallible, he's not ma'soom, he's not free from falling into mistake, he is يعني, likely to fall into mistake, or he may give an answer judging on that which is apparent, yes, and he does not know that which is hidden. So, and also, the alim, the scholar, might be a scholar of misguidance, and the scholars are not sawa, they are not all on the same level. So the important thing is that you do not rely upon the fatwa until you find tranquility in it, tranquility in this fatwa within yourself. So if you find the tranquility within yourself for this fatwa, then this is a proof, or this indicates that it is يعني the truth and it is righteousness. As for if you find yourself يعني fleeing from this fatwa or turning away from it, and your nafs, yourself, does not find any tranquility in it, then you should leave it. Because some people, the Shaykh said, some people and those who have يعني lust and desire, and they have a desire for a particular يعني thing, he would say, or any particular action or particular يعني, any particular thing, he would say, as long as such as long as so and so gave this fatwa, then there's nothing upon me. There is nothing upon me, and if the fatwa is wrong, then it is upon him. The sin is upon the person who gave me the fatwa. And the Shaykh said, we say to such person that Fulan, so and so, will not avail you from Allah Azza wa Jal anything. He will not avail you from Allah. And he does not know the unseen. The person, يعني, the one who gave you the fatwa, he does not know the unseen, and he is not infallible, he is not free from mistake, and you do not know the extent of his righteousness and his religion. You do not know the extent of his righteousness and his religion. So do not rely upon his fatwa, only upon his fatwa, until you examine it within yourself. If you find yourself happy and يعني, have tranquility towards this fatwa, and you have no hesitation into accepting this fatwa, and no, you do not find any يعني, dislike for this fatwa, then take it, the Shaykh said. And if you find the opposite, then leave it. If you find the opposite, then leave it. And this is a great يعني, scale, or this is a way, great way of weighing things, which it is easy upon the believer in regards to the accepting or rejecting fatwa. And the Shaykh said, continues, says, and nowadays there's a lot of complaints from the people due to the يعني, large number of fatawa, and also due to the large number of those who give fatawa. And this is a sign which يعني, this ability to or this advice to examine the fatwa within yourself. The Sheikh said, this is this is a sign that will distinguish for you between these fatwas which the people give. So any fatwa which you find tranquility in within yourself, then take it, and this is the truth. And whatever you find yourself fleeing from and turning away from it, and you find yourself in a state of unease of accepting this fatwa, then this is an indication that it is a mistake. So upon you is to avoid it, and do not say so and so give this fatwa and so and so give that fatwa, and that this the fatwa of this or the sin of this fatwa, if it is wrong, it will be upon him. Do not say this. The Sheikh said, upon him is that which he committed, the Mufti, and upon you is that which you committed, and he will not avail you from Allah Azza wa Jal anything. And maybe the person who asked him for this fatwa, he beautified or he phrased the question in such a way which is in opposition to the reality. And the Mufti or the scholar, he gives the ruling and he gives the fatwa according to what he hears. Just like the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to judge between the people according to what he hears from them, from their complaints and so on, because he's a human being sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So upon the Muslim is to take this hadith as a way to weigh things, as a scale that he should take and implement in that which he hears, or that which is said, or that which is written from the fatawa. Especially the Sheikh said in this era where the people or the fear of Allah was reduced, and the people started daring to give fatawa. In this time where the fear of Allah was reduced or was had declined, and the people became daring to give fatwa, and also daring to give or to speak about Allah without any knowledge, except whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. So this hadith is a great and beneficial hadith, especially in our time, in our era. And it's also beneficial in every time. However, whenever there is severe need, also the benefit will be greater. Whenever there is a severe need for this hadith or for this type of narrations, then of course the benefit will be larger as well. So the Muslim, whenever he hears anything from statements, fatawa, whatever, then he should distinguish between them with his own scale, with the scale of himself. And whatever he finds tranquility in, or whatever, and he should examine whatever he should examine if this particular fatwa, he finds tranquility in it, and he's no hesitation, and he does not cause him unease in his heart or anything, or if he finds himself turning away from it, or not liking this not being happy into implementing this fatwa. However, the Sheikh said, some of the people have desire, and you would see that they would follow statements and fatawa even if he does not like it, even if he does not find it easy within himself. However, he implements it as a way of obedience to his desire, and this is evil and this is sin without any doubt. Then our Sheikh Zayd al-Madkhali Hafidhullah, he said, after praising Allah, the Lord of the Universe, and he said, we send the peace and salutations upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family and companions. And he said to proceed, I was joyful for the fact for the news that Abu Hatim gave me regarding his visit to you in your place, and how you met him, and how you were hospitable to him, and your hospitality towards him, and also that you were good to him and you were nice people to him. And also some revision took place, some sort of lessons took place, and this is something which is good. This is something which brings joy to the heart. And then the Sheikh began his commentary on the hadith, and he said, this hadith, we have heard that it is a clarification. It's a clarification for righteousness and sin. And in the hadith itself, in the text of the hadith, there's a definition of it. The definition definition for both birr and ithm, for righteousness and evil or sin. Naam. And also it is a call for the Muslim ummah that they adorn themselves and beautify themselves with the attributes of righteousness, which is acquired by every righteous action, which the person he gives himself strength with so that he can convey his message in this life. Firstly, for himself. Secondly, for his household and his family and those close to him. And then after that, to the whole of the society. And wherever he goes and wherever يعني, he travels to. Na'am, and wherever he travels to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefits with his knowledge, with the knowledge of this person. Because he sacrifices himself and he strives against himself until this righteousness became an attribute of his, which he finds يعني, tranquility in. And also the people, an attribute which he loves, and he calls the people to it. And alongside that, also the hadith clarified the opposite of righteousness, which is ithm, which is sin, in statements, actions, or in dealings and interactions with the people. So the Sheikh said, al-ithm, sinning here, na'am, so therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he forbade all types of sin and evil. And he forbade that the person falls into them. And whosoever falls into any of these any of these evils and sin, then upon him is repentance and forgiveness. And Allah Almighty and Exalted, He is the All Forgiven, as He had promised, and His promise is the truth. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala said, "وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى." And indeed, I am full of forgiveness for those who repent, believe, do righteous deeds, and they were guided. And the Shaykh said, and the path to gain or to attain righteousness and to abandon sinning and evil is to seek knowledge with sincerity in the heart and to have a good intention, so that the person is able to distinguish between that which benefits him and that which harms him in his religion, in his dunya, in his worldly life, and in his life of the grave, so that he can stay away from anything which is evil and he can warn the people from it. May Allah grant all of us success to that which He is pleased with. And Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.